Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Lois Heron, writer and blogger from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Lois Heron shares what God has been doing in her life.
Greetings, friends. We're celebrating Labor Day here in the United States today. It got me thinking about that word labor. Did you know that the word labor and liturgy are akin to each other? Liturgy is multi-layered in its definitions. The Greeks defined it as the work of the people. As Christians, we understand that the work we do is meant to be sanctified labor in our worship of the Creator in our daily round. As Catholics, we understand another sense of liturgy. Celebrating the Mass is our collected worship of the Lord through the liturgy of the Word and the liturgy of the Eucharist. We give God correct worship in assigning worth or value to Him in the worship of the Mass. The early church fathers understood and emphasized that the continuity of both senses of the word, liturgy, must be retained in our hearts and minds if we are to live the good life of our faith. However, somewhere along the way, humanity lost its sense of labor as worship of Almighty God. The liturgy of the church continually helps us to recognize the scripture's emphasis of this in the last act of our worship in the celebration of the Mass, almost as a reminder to us that we continue our worship of God in the labor we do. Do you remember what we do? We bow our heads and trace the sign of the cross over our head, our mind, soul, and body as we receive the blessing from our priest. And the Latin understanding of that part of the liturgy is we are receiving a blessing. Go, you are sent. Sent to what? To redeem our corner of the world through our witness. Our question today on this Labor Day is how will we take the good news of Christ into the quotidian labor of our lives? How can the labor of our lives bring worship to our Lord and Creator and salvation to our corner of the world? The daily readings this week have been drawing our minds to consider labor as worship. One example is how St. Paul puts it in Colossians 3:17. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. If we are steadfast in our labor as service to the Lord, then we will look at everything we do, doing it in the name of Jesus. How's your offering looking so far? Consider the most mundane and boorish part of your labor. How would it change if our minds ascended to the Lord in worship every moment of that particular labor? If we are steadfast in our labor as service to the Lord, then what do our words sound like to Him and to others? Do our words assign to Him beauty, goodness, and truth to the name of Jesus? Do our words assign beauty, goodness, and truth to those who labor beside us? Here's a thought. Do our words assign the same beauty, goodness, and truth to those who labor before us? After all, it's Labor Day. That's what we're remembering. Giving thanks for those who labor. So do we speak our gratitude to others for their labor as we do to our Creator? Let's bring it closer to home. In your workplace, who takes care of your lawn? Who serves you in the IT department? Who serves you by keeping the bathroom clean? Who supplies your kitchen? Who serves you in your workplace, making it an enjoyable place to work? At a dinner meeting, who serves you at table? We can give thanksgiving to them through our words of gratitude. Thereby, we give thanks to God. If we are steadfast in our labor as service to the Lord, then what should our deeds look like to Him and to others? Do we join in on gossip and backbiting? Or do we elevate conversations by stopping gossip and backbiting in its tracks? In finding the good to say about another. Staying silent can be an act of worship to our Lord, but I believe acting on that silence by walking away from those conversations is an act of worship that may leave a greater impact on working out our salvation in the corner of our world. Someone wisely advised me to use the three strikes and you're out approach when I'm confronted by a gossip or a backbiter. It goes like this. If after you try three times to elevate the conversation by deflecting with your words, then walk away. The workplace could do with a little more exercise of this I'm out of here attitude. Don't you think? If we are steadfast in our labor as service to the Lord, then we take up our cues from the actions of Jesus. Today's gospel account reveals his labor as healing. That is at the very heart what salvation is. The salve of God's grace and mercy pours over our lives, healing us. And that healing is also for all the people we encounter. It's intended so. Do our words pour healing salve over another's life? Do our deeds pour healing salve into another's brokenness? The blessing of Jesus echoes through the ages to us today in our labor. Go, you are sent. Jesus, we offer our worship through how we labor when we reveal your goodness in our work. Help us to see our labor with new eyes. We offer our words in our labor as offerings of your beauty to others. Tame our tongues. Jesus, we offer the deeds of our labor and sacrifice of worship, thanking you for the ability and the privilege we have to use our bodies to glorify you. Sanctify every deed we do. May the deeds of our hands and the words of our mouth be acceptable to you, our Lord, our Rock, our Redeemer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Our mission at Come Follow Me is to assist disciples on the journey. That includes making it easy for followers of Jesus to share what they've received through our platform, including through this podcast. If you have a desire to share what you've received with others, please check out the many ways you can contribute to the Come Follow Me community by visiting comefollow.me/contribute. Hi, everyone. My name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.